This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet approves President Ramchandra Paudil's visit to Baku, Azerbaijan to participate in UN Climate Conference COP29. Immigration office along the Korala checkpoint in Nepal-China border comes into operation. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says the immigration office will play a significant role in increasing the trade. Government to administer free HPV vaccine against cervical cancer to girls within 10 to 14 age group. And Spain battles deadliest flood disaster in decades as death toll rises to 95. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the Council of Ministers has approved the visit of President Ramchandra Paudil to participate in the 29th UN Climate Change Conference, COP29, to be held from 11th to 22nd of November in Baku, Azerbaijan. Unveiling the decisions of the latest cabinet meeting, Minister for Communication and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithibi Subbagurung informed that the meeting of the Council of Ministers approved the visit. Similarly, the Cabinet decided to extend the term of the Probe Committee on the Land and Assets of Nepal Sanskrit University by 2 months. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed Nepal Telecom to deliver quality services. The Prime Minister directed Nepal Telecom to make full-fledged efforts to serve the people. During a delegation visit from Nepal Telecom to inform the Prime Minister regarding the assistance amount it deposited to the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund, Managing Director of Nepal Telecom, Sangeeta Arial, informed that the Nepal Telecom deposited 10.27 million rupees to the relief fund. Lakshmi Puja, a day dedicated to the worship of the goddess Lakshmi, is being observed across the country today. Traditionally falling on the third day of the Tihar festival, this year it coincides with the second day of Tihar along with Narak Chaturdashi at the Kukur Tihar, the festival dedicated to the worship of the dogs. The five-day Tihar, also known as Yamapancha, commenced on Wednesday. Lakshmi Puja is being observed this evening by worshipping Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, affluence and prosperity, with devotion. The night of the Lakshmi Puja is also known as Sukharatri, meaning the night of happiness, as it is believed that goddess Lakshmi comes to reside in the house on this special night. On the evening of Lakshmi Puja, troops of girls sing bhailo songs amidst dancing and merriment. It is believed that the owner of the house is bestowed with blessings from the goddess by presenting the donation to these bhailo troops. Night illumination is carried out at homes by lighting lamps. The immigration office in Korala checkpoint located at the Nepal-China border in Upper Mustang region has come into operation. Inaugurating the office at Korala checkpoint yesterday, the Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak viewed that Nepal-China bilateral relations would be strengthened with the operation of the new immigration office. The Home Minister said the immigration office is also significant for the movements of nationals of both countries to enhance bilateral trade. With the operation of the immigration office, all Nepalese can pass through the checkpoint. Earlier, only the locals of Mustang district having permission to trade from the district administration office could pass through the Korala checkpoint. The immigration office is located at 4,650 meters above sea level. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung has said federalism is a warranted system of governance for the country. In his address to a reception organized yesterday by Federation of Nepali Journalists FNJ Central Committee on the occasion of Dasain, Tihar, Nepal Sambat and Tihar festivals, the minister, who is also the government spokesperson, said the system was introduced and implemented following the failure of previous systems. The government spokesperson expected critical feedback from the media so that the government could not deviate from its track and could work for good governance. The government is launching the HPV vaccination campaign against cervical cancer for girls aged 10 to 14 years. Chief of Child Health and Immunization Services Dr. Abhiyan Gautam under the Department of Health Services said the vaccination campaign would be launched targeting students from class 6 to 10 or girls between the ages of 10 to 14. Dr. Gautam aims the campaign to vaccinate around 1.7 million girls. The campaign would be launched on the early months of the coming year for 15 days. Likewise, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel says the ministry would take the responsibility of managing the market for the Ayurvedic medicines produced by Singhadabar Vaidyakhana Development Committee. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the committee's anniversary and National Arogya Day, Minister Paudel urged it to immediately increase its production. The health minister stressed the need to make arrangements for the sale and distribution of manufactured Ayurvedic medicines at all local levels throughout the country. The special court has acquitted the suspended chief secretary Vaikuntha Ariyal. A division bench of chairperson of the special court, Justice Tek Narayan Kumar and Justices Khushi Prasad Tharu and Ritendra Thapa, issued a verdict giving a clean sheet to chief secretary Ariyal against the case filed by Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, claiming Ariyal's involvement on printing of stickers of excise duty. Also on the list to be acquitted, together with Chief Secretary Dr. Vaikuntha Ariyal, are a consultant at Security Printing Center, Shakti Shrestha, Account Officer Vishnu Gautam, Section Officer Hari Ballabh Ghimire, Prince Cell Private Limited, and its Director Keshav Sharma. However, the court has found the Executive Director of the Centre, Bikal Paudel, and Director Safal Shrestha guilty. The special court would decide the punishment later. The CIAA had filed a case against 11 persons and a company claiming recovery of ₹386 million from them. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has endorsed the name of the proposed ambassador to Belgium, Sewa Lamsal, for appointment to the post. A meeting of the committee chaired by its senior member, Pasupati Samsir Jangabahadur Rana, yesterday unanimously endorsed Lamsal's name for appointment to the post of Nepal's ambassador to Belgium. Earlier, the proposed Ambassador Lamsal had presented an action plan including her experience, qualifications, interest and future strategy before the committee. Now a sports news update. Bangladesh defeated host Nepal to retain the title of South Asian Football Federation SAF Women's Championship. In a match played at Dasharath Stadium in Tripurasur, Bangladesh defeated Nepal by 2-1 goals. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who was the final, also gave away the championship trophy and medals to the winners and runner-up. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, Minister for Youth and Sports Tejulal Chaudhary and ANPA President Pankaj Nemmang were among the dignitaries present at the stadium towards the final match. This is the sixth loss of Nepal in the final. Nepal also lost four final matches to India and two, including this one, to Bangladesh. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. Spain is enduring its worst flooding disaster in decades, with at least 95 people dead and dozens more missing after huge rains swept the eastern province of Valencia and beyond. Torrential rain on Tuesday triggered flash floods which swept away bridges and buildings and forced people to climb onto roofs and cling to trees to survive. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has declared the 3 days of national mourning as the extreme conditions continue, restricting some rescue efforts. Weather warnings have also been issued across several other parts of the country, urging people to brace for floods and take shelter. Many factors contribute to flooding, but a warming atmosphere caused by the climate change makes extreme rainfall more likely. The world has already warmed by about 1.1 degrees Celsius since the industrial era began, and temperatures will keep rising unless governments around the world make steep cuts to emissions. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and in one or two parts of the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces today. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki province. Furthermore, the division has stated that there is an influence of westerly wind across the country and there is also a partial influence of local winds in the hilly regions of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 15.1 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 27.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Cabinet approves President Ramchandra Paudal's visit to Baku, Azerbaijan to participate in UN Climate Change Conference COP29. Immigration office along the Korala checkpoint in Nepal-China border comes into operation. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says the immigration office will play a significant role in increasing the trade. Government to administer free HPV vaccine against cervical cancer to girls within 10 to 14 age group. And Spain battles deadliest flood disaster in decades as death toll rises to 95. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.